Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we've got a very prominent, he's a shy guy. I don't want to say he's a leader, but he is a leader in the Nation of Islam. And he's with us, Reza Islam, the book, Message to Millennials. How do people get your book?
Yes, RezaIslam.com. So we can get it.
All right, we got 5 minutes here, 10 minutes after that, and you're welcome back as soon as you want to come back, and I'd love to talk to you guys sometime. You got the floor. Not questions I'm going to ask, because I got 100 of them, but where do you want to go in the last 15 minutes we got?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing definitely I want to look at, which is understanding now the position that we are in as a people, the realizing of the mortality of this system and where we have to go now, which is if we want true freedom, justice, and equality, we have to return back to God, whatever you call that, the Great Spirit, the Most High, etc. Go back to the laws and the tenets and the principles of that. We have to look at each other as a human family. We have to look at each other and see what is the need that we must fulfill. We have to buy land. We have to learn how to go back to fishing. We have to go back to growing our own food. We have to own property, etc. We have to get back to the basics and the foundational principles of what it truly means to be a human family. Religion is not the thing that is going to save us at this moment. The Honorable Mr. Farrakhan said all religion has failed. It has to operate along the guise of truth, the guise of the original way of being, which is I treat you the way I want to be treated. The greatest religion, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, is to treat others as you want to be treated. So we have to get back to the basics of what it truly means to be a human being. We have to look at ourselves through the eyes of love. We have to look at the fact that there is an enemy that is coming against us. We cannot pretend as if there is no system of pure evil who wants to get rid of the masses of the human family. We cannot pretend as if it doesn't exist. We cannot pretend as if this is some movie. Too many of us are desensitized. Too many of us have been watching movies the way that they have made them, to where once things hit reality, we will not be able to mentally actually realize it because we're stuck in this fictionalized way of behavior.
It's blurred.
It's blurred completely, and that's exactly how they manipulate it. That's why they've been doing it for so long. We have to realize it is real. It is something that has to be addressed. We have to stop playing around as if someone is going to save us. Randomly.
And that's the key, is people got to get, it gets worse giving in, it gets better fighting back.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to stand for something. You have to stand for something as of right now, period. We can have our own, you know, situations, our careers, etc. All that is fine, well, and good. But if we don't stand up and do something now, then humanity...
Well, this whole system's going down.
Yeah, it is.
So we better start building the new system.
Period. That's it. The hereafter, the new government, the government under God's law, the government under that type of universal peace, that's the one world that is coming in. This one is done for. This one under Satan, this one under evil and wickedness and pedophilia and rape and all of that, that is over. It is done for. What we know in what we say in the black community, we've always known it to be the system of white supremacy. That is what we have known it to be and classified as. We know now it's more than just that. It is a globalist system. It is pure evil. But that's how we've identified it. So we
Well, sure, because the leaders of it were a bunch of old weird white people.
Absolutely. And that's how we've known how to classify
it. Look at it, that's what it looks like. Like if an alien walked off at a time, he's green, I'd say they're green.
Exactly.
But it's a spirit inhabiting
absolutely
any powerful people that'll sell. They can be black, they can be Chinese, they can be white, but predominantly it is a, like Hitler came out of the eugenicists, that was a white thing.
Yes.
And so this superiority, kill these people, that was the counter to Christianity, was to say, no, let's not lift people up, let's kill them. That was predominantly white. But then whites got upset about it, repented of that. So now the globalists pose and say, okay, now we represent the black people. Do we say for global government, take this shot of your racist?
Yes.
You see how they've now flipped it?
Oh, yes. It has infected all members of the human family.
Flip the script.
Absolutely. Flip the script all day long. So they have infected that mentality of evil and wickedness has infected all members of humanity. There are black devils now. There are Asian devils now. There are brown devils, red devils now, because devil is simply one who devalues. Any human being who gives himself over to the doing of evil
can't. That's the best definition I ever heard. We're going to come back in 60 seconds.
Yes.
How do you quantify evil? Devaluing yourself, cheapening yourself, making yourself disposable. I don't care what damn color you are. You're made by God with red blood, and you have value. And I will not devalue other humans because of what color they are. I think that's the key.
That's a fact.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold. And he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Reza Islam is the author and researcher and prominent speaker with the Nation of Islam. I thought you ought to hear from him yourself instead of what mainstream media says about these folks. You take anything I say out of context, too, they do it. But I think in the main, you're going to find out these are pro-human folks. So 10 minutes left here, sir. It's been amazing having you. So glad you came to town. I forgot why I first invited you because it took a few months to get here. You're in the disinfo dozen that they say are the most evil people on earth. You said the vaccine didn't work. You said it was poisonous. You've been vindicated. But you were getting into the last segment of folks just joined us. The fact that devaluing ourselves, devaluing anybody else, and making humans commodities is Satanism.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Honorable Mr. Farrakhan said that any human who gives himself over to the doing of evil can be considered a devil. So if I am going around here, I can't say, well, this white man is killing my people. He's the only devil when some of my own people are killing each other. And yes, though we're doing it out of ignorance, out of self-hatred that was put in us, it's still something that's being done and we have to take accountability for it. So there are devils in every culture now because we have all been infected with that hateful system of supremacy.
And now we're being told we're all dirty and have a virus. We're being told we're all, none of us that won't take this shot, we're all the devil now, but really that's the devil saying that.
Absolutely. Of course. I mean, he comes dressed as an angel of light, and so as that devil, they have to come before the people, making it seem as though they care about the people. And my question is, if you care so much about the people, why are you still putting poison in the air? Why are you still putting poison in the food? Why are you still putting poison in the water? Why are you still putting poison specifically in all the inner city communities where black and poor people live that create these pre-existing conditions that then this virus then helps to exacerbate and then helps people to die and kill over? If you truly care about us, why don't you put organic food? Why don't you remove the chemicals from the air? Why don't you remove the chemicals from the water? If you truly care about human beings, that they are damnable liars and their lies have not been.
Well, that's the thing. The UN, the globalist Planned Parenthood all say there's too many people, get rid of them. And then, oh, please take this shot. I love you.
No. It's really insane. It's actually insulting now because they believe that we don't understand and that we are too stupid to pay attention.
That was my next question. Even the dumbest person ought to be able to see that it doesn't work and it makes you sick and the majority of people sick in the hospital took the shot. I mean, that's admitted now.
Yes, the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which most people know nothing about, has been reported to with less than 1% of the actual effects that are happening. There are over 11,000 deaths reported to that system, but that is less than 1% that are reported. So it's really upwards of over 100,000, possibly 200, 300, 400,000 deaths that have been connected to it. Doctors are seeing this. Scientists in the UK, scientists all in the United States, there is a lawsuit happening with over 10,000 medical professionals and over 1,000 lawyers who are currently suing the CDC and the World Health Organization for crimes against humanity. People are seeing this. It is resoundingly being exploded and whistleblowers are coming out of every major government organization to say this is not working. Families are seeing it. Their families are dying as well.
What do you make of the footage from Spain to Australia to the UK to Canada of police brutally beating men, women, and children, horses running people over? I thought that was horrible back in the 50s and 60s, happened to black folks. You see this here, the media's like, oh, good, it's good they're doing this. They deserve it. I mean, this is a sick joke.
Yes. No, this is what Satan is doing, making it seem as though we are getting rid of the problem. We are controlling the problem. The unvaccinated. These are the sick people. These are useless eaters is what Satan says. These are those who have to be gotten rid of. This is something that is going to happen in every major city and every minor city. And it is already happening because people are rising up against tyrannical governments and systems. They see what's going on. People aren't protesting because the shots are working. If they were working, then people would be promoting it more. But because these are people who are seeing their families dying, these are people who are nurses, doctors, lawyers, who are seeing what is happening. Once this person gets this shot, they are turning over, killing over, having Bell's palsy, inflammation of the brain, swelling, all these different things. They're seeing it, and they're not being reported on, and they're being made to seem as though they are crazy, when in reality, they are actually speaking the truth.
Well, I've seen the footage out of New York of particularly black people that dared go out the street without masks last year were being beat up. And being hit over the head, and then it's white cops beating up black people. If that was another time, and it's wrong, period,
right.
White or black, but then it was like, okay, to beat up black people because they weren't wearing masks or weren't supposed to be out. It's just sick.
Yeah, no, it's going back to how it was, but with now a new justification, a new justifiable reason. We are beating them to help you. We're beating these unvaccinated, diseased people. It's eugenics all over again, but with a new label now. Now it's unvaccinated. Rather than it used to be feeble-minded, now it's you're unvaccinated. You're a disease. You're perpetuating this. You're spreading the new virus strains when actually the people who are taking the shots, and it has been documentedly found that they are the ones helping to evolve these new strains, and they are spreading it.
All confirmed. So you agree with me, because we said this earlier, I'm going to put words in your mouth. They're losing, and I go back to this question then, what? Every time I see it starting to win, I get nervous. Like, what is the evil side going to do now? They're going to pull something big. I mean,
they're going to try. Right now, they're going to try to come after, as they're doing now, the door-to-door now is what they're pushing for. They're first in phase one now, where they're gathering information, where they have someone come to the door, knock on the door. A person next to them has a checklist where they are checking each thing. How many people in the house? Have you been vaccinated, unvaccinated, et cetera? Do you need more information, et cetera? The next phase is for them to bring the mobile units, which is what Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, stated. They have an entire budget for that, to bring these mobile units to the
house. And as you said, what's happening in England and Australia is a year ahead.
Yes.
People that criticize lockdowns are being arrested by the army there.
Yes.
So right on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10.
Yes. I mean, very much so. And we don't believe it'll happen in America because we believe we're so free, when we don't realize Satan is ruling all of these areas.
And they're just getting this used to the military. And I'm not against our military, but come on, folks. I'm against these orders. I mean, this is evil.
Yes, you have the right to stand against a tyrannical order that goes against the freedoms that you have sworn an oath to uphold as a military.
And look at the intimidation here. They literally intimidate this guy.
Yes. And just to be very clear, a large percentage of military workers are not with this. They don't agree.
I agree. No, that's true.
Same thing with medical professionals. A large amount of medical professionals.
Yeah, we're not blaming the individual military, but the order is illegal.
It is illegal, definitely. No, that's the point. And they have to recognize that. They have to stand up and look at it and say, I have the right to refuse an order that.
Well, notice they abuse the military and the medical workers and make them take it first.
Yes.
So then they abuse us. It's like child molesters abuse kids and they make them recruiters.
Yes. And interestingly enough, remember, this is one of the only shots in history that was not made mandatory for the military. This was made optional. When every shot, to my knowledge, in the history of shots and vaccinations, military was primarily number one to take it, and they had to do it mandatorily. Now, this one was not made mandatory.
And that's a great point. Why do you think that is?
Well, one, they're government property, and I thought about it. I said, well, maybe they don't want to damage government property. And because they know it's experimental, they can't run the risk of manipulating their soldiers or killing their soldiers off, because they need them to control
them. I agree. They bit off more than exactly. They don't want them all sick up front. They're going to get them later.
Exactly.
They don't want to bite off more than they chew.
Yes, and they're now trying to make it mandatory for the military. Now, because they have given it to over half of the population in America. So now they're thinking, well, maybe we have enough people who took it, and now we're going to make them.
And look at Canada, where they arrest preachers. So the topless bars are open, Walmart's open. If this preacher has 30 people at his church, he's arrested.
Yeah, give people strip dances, give people donuts, give people cigarettes, fried chicken and lobster dinners, all the things that will add to the destroying of your health. But tell a person who is speaking on behalf of God that he's wrong. This is the end times that we're living in, but it is, again, the time where God is coming in, and this is the time where the people must stand up.
Well, you really empower me, and I can't wait to read your book. I saw the clip of you, and I knew about your work, and I saw you in the Disinfo Dozen, which I'm jealous that you're in that, and I'm not in that. Message to Millennials, Bro, Riza, Islam. Thank you so much. We've got a minute and a half left here. Any other closing comments?
Yes. Again, one, I'm truly honored, to be a guest on your show. Number one, I admire all the work you've been doing. And as a follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a member of the Nation of Islam, a young youth leader, as the minister has said, and just a brother doing our best to help our people, this is the type of work that is fulfilling. I can't see anything else being primary. We have to make a world that is better for the future of our children, for the future of our people. There is nothing else. I can't pretend as if this is all just going to go away at some point, because we have seen how blatantly they are putting it in our face to let us know, if you don't stand up against me now, I am going to do my job. Satan does his job. And the difference is, with us as a people, we have to, what is called, walk our post in a perfect manner, keeping always on.
Exactly. If we just take action, we'll win.
Yes.
But we got to understand that Satan's going to attack. That's what Satan does.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. And the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said that if they force this on us, we will take that as a declaration of war, and we have to fight like hell to protect the life that God.
I mean, I agree. I'm not looking for a war, but I'm going to join you in civil defense.
Spiritually, and all the way down.
If they try to make us take shots, that's war.
Absolutely.
So we're not going to let them do that, brother. We're together on that.
Fact.
All right. Message to the millennials. Where do they find the book again?
ReezaIslam.com.
ReezaIslam.com. All right, Reza. We appreciate you. I got a bunch of news coming up to finish up. Again, really appreciate the crew setting you up for the show. Another one of the Disinfo Dozen. Gosh, I love all these people on this list. These are all amazing people.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Giving in to having these chains put on you only makes them put the chains on tighter later. So that's why they squeeze and then release. Squeeze again, release again, but each time getting tighter. So by the time they've squeezed us down two or three times, we'll be at a level we'll never be able to get out of and won't be resisting at the key moment when they finally break our neck. And we're entering that neck-breaking area in the next year to two when they finally enforce these world IDs, when people are starving in mass, the borders are totally collapsed, and they're going to hold us hostage and say, now, it's your fault you didn't take these IDs. It's your fault you didn't take these shots. And even when you finally give in, there's no food at the store, and you go and you take the shots, it's only going to get worse after that. Just like all these people that took the shots, because they were, quote, heroes, that was going to make them invincible, and now they learn they're actually the super spreaders. They're the ones causing it. The countries that have the highest rates of inoculation have the highest rates of death and disease, because it's all a trap. It's all a spiritual delusion.
All you have to do is go back into the 1970s when swine flu was an issue, and they came up with the swine flu vaccine, and I was working in a hospital as an orderly at that time, taking care of patients that had developed this neurologic problem called Guillain-Barré syndrome in response to the swine flu. And we lost, I think it was somewhere around 25 people. And the United States, which didn't have a campaign of we're in this together and we care, 25 people was enough for the U.S. Population to get involved and for mainstream media, 60 Minutes, to do a story on the swine flu vaccine. Now here we are in 2021, and we're a great, loving society, and we're all in this together. And mainstream media doesn't seem to have an interest in covering a story about tens of, you know, 8, 9, 10,000 people in the U.S., 12,000 in Europe.
I don't just say this stuff to sound shocking. I say they want to kill you and your family. That's their goal.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population.
We have 100 million people in this country, John, who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not vaccinated. We've really got to get those people to change their minds, make it easy for them, convince them, do something to get them to be vaccinated, because they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
They hear Fauci, and they see these other liars on TV saying this lie. 99% of people dying have not taken the COVID shot. And notice, now even Congress said, give us those statistics. That was a week ago. They won't do it. It does not exist. So I've cooked numbers where they counted from the beginning of the fake pandemic in January of last year into January of this year when the inoculations began. And for the first month, they did not ask someone who had been inoculated, who was sick at the hospital, to do a COVID test, because that was, quote, the CDC directive. That's how they took statistics. So they did not put any deaths from anyone else in the database to then create that fraudulent number. That is now confirmed.
There is no way for physicians to enter into the computer system when patients come into the hospital or clinic that they're having an adverse event to a SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, although there is for MMR. there is for influenza, but there's no code to enter in for the patient has an adverse event to any of these vaccines. So there's not going to be any computer record. When physicians try to log on and enter the code on computers, many of my colleagues tell me they're getting their information just kicked back out.
There's more than 40 countries, but there's about 22 that are really the most important. Island nations, you name it. But all of them are very isolated, very authoritarian, very controlled areas. Singapore, Iceland, Israel. But many of them are physical islands. Gibraltar is 98% inoculated. Talk about a police state. And they have the highest COVID rate, number two in the world. Let's continue. Israel has some of the highest COVID rates in the world. And they are, what, 8 out of 10 vaccinated, 80%. The vaccine is what will kill you. And then they will say that it is the unvaccinated. So this is a master plan, world genocide, bigger than Hitler right now. This has already killed more people than Hitler did. We are literally facing Hitler on PCP and steroids.
All right. I got a bunch of breaking news that's coming out of InfoWars.com right now. And look, I'm just completely freaked out like all you are. We've gone out of beta into operational. We're facing the globalists right now. And it's just time to get close to Jesus and get ready. I've got a ton of stuff I want to hit next segment. But I'm kind of reeling right now because this is just so out of control. Let me do this, because we won't be on air if you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you. You've been supporting us. You've done an incredible job. You've kept us on air, and you've gotten decent products and great products at the same time. It's just that with all that's going on, I realize that we need to get as much capital in as we can right now to really fight as hard as we can on a lot of fronts. We've got a lot of initiatives that I can't talk about on air, or that gives the enemy a way to block us, but I've got a lot of stuff you don't know about behind the scenes, a lot of things going on that we're doing. This show is our main attack. I'd say 80% of our work is this show and the InfoWars operation. But there's another 20%, and those are seeds and little trees we've grown. Some are big trees now, and initiatives I have, and I just follow the Holy Ghost. But it takes money, like electricity is a connection to do this. And so someday if we beat this in my lifetime, I'll tell you, but this is not the time to brag or tell the big tales of what's going on, because it's all been directed by the Holy Spirit. It's God doing it. I am simply a pathetic vessel to hold this, and just like you are. But believe me, you want to get the products we've got, be part of this fight, and experience them for yourself. So we have the InfoWars Limited Supply Flash Sale. Save 50% off on top products before they're gone. Today, we're glad to announce a brand new limited time flash sale exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of these top selling products are going to sell out quick, but we want you to stock up before the imminent second lockdown takes place. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so good for your immune system, so good for your joints and just everything, it is going to sell out. We have a limited supply of it. It's a flash sale. So I'm going to sell it for 50% off for just 3 days. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 50% off. That is going to be a sell for 3 days. Lung Cleanse, Mouth and Throat Defense with all the essential oils is 50% off. That can run for a week. Vitamin C from organic sources, 1,100% of what you need with zinc. That's the Linus Pauling and Rose Hemp formula, 50% off. That can run for a week as well. It's supplies we have. Vitamin D3 gummies, high-quality organic vitamin D3, and more. It's got some other things added to it as well that are excellent. 50% off. It's got calcium added. Limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com. It's Survivalist X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, selling out very soon. It's 40% off, and all InfoWars privacy pouches with all 10 of our new bumper stickers and the new Notice for Your Door Big Giant sticker. That all that together, $14.95, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and that makes it all possible. I salute you and thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Alex Jones Show live, August 3rd, on this Tuesday edition. 1:33, 16 seconds transmitting. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of big developments happening right now in live time. As I've said thousands of times on air in the last year and a half, they're going to burn Cuomo for sexual harassment instead of following the orders to kill 20,000 people by sending patients sick with flu, pneumonia, and COVID into nursing homes while locking the family out to kill them. And I said a year and a half ago, That's being done to compromise all these Democrat governors and further control them. So they'll do even more insane stuff. And now you've got the Soros Attorney General going after Cuomo to show everybody who's in charge. And you've got the puppet in chief, Joe Biden, coming out and saying he should resign. That article's on InfoWars.com with the video. So Letitia James and George Soros are now above the elected governor. I hate that governor. And I hate his brother. And I hate his dad. I hate that whole damn family. And I'd be happy to see him hauled up on murder one charges for what happened to those nursing homes. And then after a jury convicts him, I'll flip the switch in an electric chair. Fry that son of a bitch like a big old chicken fried steak. But he's nothing compared to Soros and nothing compared to the globalist above him. And they're burning him for sexual harassment to send a message to everybody. You carry out the killing of old people and these lockdowns will get you. Because Cuomo a year ago and 6 months ago tried to end the lockdown. He didn't want to see New York bankrupt. He's a thug. He's a pimp. But he still likes restaurants and businesses and money. And, you know, he's still a little bit normal compared to these globalists. As crazy as he is. So they're burning him to scare everybody else because he's not as bad as they are. So you're seeing a major move get made. Cuomo violated federal law, state laws as he sexually harassed multiple women, New York Attorney General says. Doesn't matter you killed 20,000 people. That's not a crime. Oh, but you told a woman, I'll fire you if you don't date me, which is wrong. But how is that the big story? Cuomo report. Investigation finds governor sexually harassed 11 women. And again, he's followed all their orders, but now they're going to burn him for fear. And that scares everybody else. So I say fry Cuomo like a chicken fried steak, like I said. But what about the bosses? He's just a capo. And I've got the whole report right here. Oh, my goodness. This is talking about the state of New York, Office of the Attorney General. Letitia James, George Soros' girl, getting ready to run for governor. Woo! George Soros is in command, baby. So you're going to celebrate Cuomo's fall. Look at what you get. Because you get something even worse. So, harassing women, which I say is wrong, is much worse than killing 21,000 people knowingly. And who gave him those orders? Well, we know. Fauci, the CDC, and all of them. So Soros makes his move. Maybe Cuomo didn't bow down enough. Maybe Cuomo didn't get on his knees to Daddy Soros. But now he's learning, isn't he? Let's move on to the next one here. See, we don't just sit here like popcorn. Oh, look, Cuomo's getting burned up. Oh, isn't that great? We like to pull back and give you the rest of the story. The main money manager, the right-hand man of Soros, it's coming out in court, brutally raping women, saying, I rape you like I rape your daughter. That's all. The liberals are like, oh, that's raping women is good. I mean, please. Soros? It was a happy time rounding up Jews. He said, best time of my life. Well, that's ADL says that's good. New York City will require proof of vaccination for indoor dining and fitness. There's no law, but that big old Marxist mayor and governor said you better do it. Well, but look, more like Epstein Island 2.0, Obama expecting 700 to attend his birthday party in Martha's Vineyard despite COVID. Oh, and guess who's now criticized him? Obama slammed for organizing birthday party for 700 people. See how they build their own prison? Oh, China chides Obama, InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. China chides Obama for holding super spreader event, close quote. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese Communist Party has accused Barack Obama of creating a super spreader event by hosting a party in his Martha's Vineyard mansion that will be attended by hundreds of people. Wow, don't you learn that short leash you're on, Obama. Because I know behind the scenes, Obama's not quite letting the Chinese run him like Biden does. And Obama is the third term president right now. So they're addressing the real president saying, hey, bitch, you work for us now. And he won't step up and say, this is all a fraud or it came from your lab or blah. No, because, again, they know who their boss is. The Chinese Communist Party has accused Barack Hussein Obama of creating a super spreader event by hosting a party at his Martha's Vineyard mansion that will be attended by hundreds of people. You know, I've decided, I think I want to go on an airplane and go protest that. What do you think Alex Jones should swing into action? As we highlighted earlier, Obama will stage the mass gathering despite a nearly huge nearby outbreak of COVID-19, with 75% of the people that got it being vaccinated in Providence County. Guests will include Oprah Winfrey, oh my goodness, that wants eugenics, George Clooney, and Steven Spielberg, along with around 200 staff to service the privileged attendees. Mark Stein summoned up the hypocrisy of the occasion when he told Tucker Carlson, I couldn't go to Granny's 90th birthday, but it's perfectly fine for Barack Obama to have 500 people because our rulers are so much better than us. Plus, that house is like at 10 feet above sea level. That was already supposed to be underwater in 2017. But I guess he bought it like in 2016. Oh, I guess it's not underwater, though. Now Chinese party official mouthpiece, the Global Times, has got in on the act questioning why Americans are being told to mask up and social distance again. Obama and his rich friends can gather with huge numbers. But that's okay. White House COVID response coordinator says time to impose vaccine requirements and forced inoculations, but not on White House staff. Oh, no. Oh, good for thee, not for me. And so many people think, oh, I'll just toady up and I'll go along with this and I'll bow down and I'll be the good guy. And all you do is signal, rape me, pimp me, screw me, destroy me, annihilate me, while they try to make us fight over what color we are, while our dollar's being devalued, while extraordinary measures are being taken to avoid a default on the U.S. debt right now. I mean, the damn Titanic ain't sinking, baby. It's on fire. And I'm a tough guy, folks. I got nerves of steel, and I'm freaked out like nothing in my life. I've had some moments where I get on my damn knees and start crying because this is big, and this is bad, and this is evil. And everybody else better get their ass in line with God and get ready because we're not in Kansas anymore. Now, I asked my crew to do some research. They did it. And I said, you know, this doctor, this guy is really good. I could have had him on a few weeks ago, but I had a family thing and had to cancel the interview. But I said, it doesn't matter if he won't come on. We'll just play his clips here on air, which is just as good. So I just want to magnify what he's doing. So we've got a clip that lays out the financial proof of how they created COVID, how they cooked it up with the patents. And sure, I covered this a lot last year, but this guy does a great job boiling it all down. We'll cover it when we come back on the other side of this live Tuesday transmission. And then, Paul, Joseph Watson is always informative, always riveting. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today from London, England. And I ask you all to promote those local radio stations. And I ask you all to pray for this broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You say,
you say that you want to go to a land
that's far away.
How are we supposed to get there with the way
we're living today?
How we're living today.
The planet is the Garden of Eden.
Oh, my God. Freedom comes from the car. But
all right, we got a very important interview from the documentary Pandemic 2 film with Dr. David Martin, who does a great job. He's got one of the top 100 funds listed by CNBC. And going into the actual patents and the actual documentation and the actual companies that premeditatedly set up what they were doing. And yes, we have the film also posted at band.video. Let's put that back on screen for TV viewers. Pandemic 2. Very important film, Indoctrination. See it for yourself. It's got 500,000 views. It needs 50 million views. And he lays it all out. But I thought I'd air just 8.5 minutes of this because this is the financial documentation. I mean, hell, I've got articles right here in my stack today where the news is like, hey, they were talking about 3 years ago a thing called COVID-19 and funding vaccines for it. They had this ready. They had it prepared. They had the whole rollout. They knew it was a virus spike. They knew that the vaccine would hurt you. They made their move, folks. They did it because you were trying to get free from them. So we're going to air this special report, this analysis, and we're going to come back. We'll do 5 more minutes before Paul Watson takes over. But here's this video. Please share it.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike, and that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003, they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Baric, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the new coronavirus.
The novel coronavirus outbreak.
The World Health Organization is a pandemic, an international public health emergency.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus, too. It's a good way for you.
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who is famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. Then either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus. You cannot measure it. You cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say, the U.S. did it. And the cool thing is, both of them are almost telling the truth. My systems flagged anomalies when I started seeing nonprofits and corporates and cover financing for coronavirus programs in the late summer and fall of 2019. Our first red flag came out when we read the World at Risk scenario. Now, there is an organization called the Global Monitoring Preparedness Board. This organization is a part of the World Health Organization, and this board includes Dr. Elias from the Gates Foundation and Anthony Fauci from NIAID. These two individuals, plus the director of the Center for Disease Control in China, come out with a recommendation that says that by September 2020, two global pandemic preparedness exercises have to be completed. And one of them has to be done on the release of a respiratory pathogen. You cannot find a person promoting this scenario that's not part of the interlocking directorates of the World Health Organization, the CDC, the NIAID, or the organizations that are the philanthropic cover organizations that fund them. We now know that there are over 1,300 patents currently issued and held by organizations that are multiply recipients of funding through the Gates Foundation, through EcoHealth Alliance, through the Sherlock Biosciences connection back into open philanthropy, and all of them also have links directly to NIAID Anthony Fauci's funding sources. If you have conflicts of interest in the funding and in the decision-making and in the inside knowledge that you have between competing or competitor organizations, that is a violation of the antitrust laws of the United States. These are federal crimes. This is not a time for us to go in a mob frenzy, find the perpetrators and haul them into the town square and pillory them. This is a moment for us to recognize that every decision that is being made today by any of the conspiring parties made perfect sense in each increment when each one of those decisions was made. The sum of those incremental steps has led to devastation because they lost touch with their fellow humanity. But that's an invitation for each one of us to examine how we're living and how not a single decision we make, not one, in any moment, is without consequence. This is our moment to reclaim our humanity.
Wow, that is powerful. Pandemic and Pan.Video, Pandemic 2, Indoctrination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.